news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Global coronavirus cases have now topped 30 million. And the United States, Brazil, and India have had more than half of the world's infections put together. The death toll in the United States has passed 200,000. But the World Health Organization is also concerned about an alarming surge of cases in Europe. Officials say it's a sign of what's to come as colder weather arrives and people get tired of safety measures. European governments are imposing strict measures and weighing up further lockdowns in a bid to halt this growing second wave. In the U.S., New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has delayed in-person public school openings for a second time as schools across the country try to balance reopening procedures and coronavirus safety. Olivia Troy, that's the name of the former top Homeland Security aide to Vice President Mike Pence, who said on Thursday that she is going to vote for Joe Biden because she sees Trump as a weak leader who badly mismanaged the federal government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Troy joined a rising number of Trump administration officials and other Republicans publicly endorsing Biden in the November election. Troy helped run the White House Coronavirus Task Force before stepping down last month. On Thursday, she appeared in a new video released by Republican Voters Against Trump.
It was shocking to see the president saying that the virus was a hoax, saying that everything's okay when we know that it's not. The truth is, he doesn't actually care about anyone else but himself. He made a statement once that was very striking. I never forgot it because it pretty much defined who he was. When we were in a task force meeting, the president said, maybe this COVID thing is a good thing. I don't like shaking hands with people. I don't have to shake hands with these disgusting people. Those disgusting people are the same people that he claims to care about. I have been a Republican for my entire life. I am a McCain Republican. I am a Bush Republican. And I am voting for Joe Biden because I truly believe we are at a time of constitutional crisis. At this point, it's country over party.
But she's not the only one. The former chief of staff to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has also joined an anti-Donald Trump group being led by former White House officials. This time it's Josh Venable, who worked for DeVos from 2017 to 2018. He joined the Republican Political Alliance for Integrity and Reform as an advisor. The intention of the group, formed in late August, is to act as a, quote, cleanup crew for the Republican Party. Good luck to them. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress on Thursday that Russia is engaging in, quote, very active efforts to influence the 2020 U.S. presidential elections and to denigrate Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. According to Director Wray, Russia is using social media, proxies, state media, and online journals to sow divisiveness and discord and attack Biden's campaign.
We certainly have seen very active efforts by the Russians to influence our election in 2020 through what I would call more the malign foreign influence side of things. Social media, use of proxies, state media, online journals, etc. An effort to both sow divisiveness and discord. And I think the intelligence community has assessed this publicly, primarily to denigrate Vice President Biden.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf was invited. And when he said he would not voluntarily appear at the hearing, he was subpoenaed, a subpoena he ultimately ignored. Joe Biden participated in a CNN town hall Thursday night where he cast the United States as unsafe under a President Trump, and claimed he could unite the country as America's president rather than as a partisan one. Meanwhile, Trump held a rally in Wisconsin where he criticized what he called the, quote, liberal indoctrination of America's youth during a speech ironically delivered on Constitution Day. And he said he wants to create a national commission to promote patriotic education. Just let that one marinate for a moment. Well, siding with 14 states that accused Donald Trump and the Postmaster General of trying to slow down deliveries to thwart mail-in voting, a federal judge on Thursday blocked the Postal Service and DeJoy from changing policies or protocols ahead of November's election. Judge Stanley Bastian specifically said the changes would amount to voter disenfranchisement. and leave states unable to, quote, effectively, timely, accurately determine election outcomes. Bastian noted that 72% of those high-speed sorting machines that were decommissioned were in counties that Hillary Clinton won in 2016. The decision mandates that all election mail, regardless of postage, must be treated as first-class mail, and it also dictates that the Postal Service must undo all of the changes it's made in the last few months, including restrictions on late and extra mail trips. While we're on the subject of the post office, we learned Thursday that the U.S. Postal Service drafted a proposal in April to send a pack of 5 face masks to every residential address in the U.S. That is, until top White House officials killed the idea. One official telling the Washington Post, quote, there was concern from some in the White House Domestic Policy Council and the Office of the Vice President that households receiving masks might create concern or panic. Okay. Congress is still negotiating a spending bill to keep the government open after the end of the month. House Majority Whip Steny Hoyer says Democrats will likely introduce a stopgap bill Friday with a probable vote on Tuesday. One of the key disagreements between the two sides is how long the spending bill should last. Democrats want a continuing resolution to go to Friday, while there's a chance they will have won the White House and or Senate. Republicans are looking for a shorter term continuing resolution into mid-December. Meanwhile, debate continues, we think, over a new coronavirus stimulus bill. Attorney General William Barr is under fire again, this time for comparing the steps health officials have taken to curb the coronavirus to slavery during a speech he delivered at a college in Michigan.
Other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
There has been no national lockdown, though many health officials warned in March that this would be the only way to curb the kind of spread the U.S. has seen ever since. Another woman has come forward to accuse Donald Trump of sexual assault. This time it's former model Amy Doris, who tells of an incident at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in 1997 when, Doris alleges, Trump, quote, shoved his tongue down her throat and grabbed her butt and breasts outside the bathroom in his VIP box at the tournament in New York. Doris and her then boyfriend, media mogul Jason Bin, were guests in Trump's box during the event. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.